NBC Radio News on the Hour. Chevrolet spotlights the news. Your Chevrolet dealers everywhere now offering the dramatic, distinctive, daringly new 1968 Chevrolets brings you NBC News. Now here's Neil Boggs.
Congressional talk of economy was forgotten momentarily today as the Senate passed a space agency money bill that contained $100 million more than the president says is needed. The House had passed a scaled-down version of the bill, so the measure goes now to a conference committee. Mr. Johnson, asking again that Congress pass the tax increase he wants, said he knows it's an unpopular tax to pay for an unpopular war. But without the income tax surcharge, he said, Americans will be paying twice as much in higher prices due to inflation. Chairman Wilbur Mills, whose House Ways and Means Committee has the tax increase request locked up, said the proposal is dead unless the president comes through with the government spending cuts which Congress wants. Mills said they must be long-range and not just covering this year's spending. With an eye toward possible racial trouble next summer, the President's Commission on Civil Disorders announced it is speeding up its work. The aim is to get its recommendations completed and ready for action well in advance. More news after this from Chevrolet.
Dramatic, distinctive, daringly new.
The 68 Chevrolets, new luxury and more security. Beautiful new Chevrolets sporting hideaway windshield wipers. 1968 Chevelles in two new sizes. A longer, lower, all-new Chevy 2 Nova. The 68 Camaro, the hugger, smoother riding than ever.
Dramatic, distinctive, daringly new.
The 68 Chevrolets. A daringly new Corvette Stingray. Library quiet rides. The draft-free comfort of Astro ventilation with special vent ports that let air in, keep noise, rain, and wind out. You'll find Astro ventilation along with full-door glass styling on many of the exciting cars from Chevrolet at your Chevrolet dealers now.
Be smart, be sure, buy Chevrolet.
Here again, Neil Boggs.
Senator Wayne Morris, despite his frequent criticism of many of President Johnson's policies, indicated today he will support the president for re-election next year. The Oregon Democrat said considering who the Republicans have to offer, he prefers to take his chances with Mr. Johnson. Their major point of difference has been Vietnam. Oregon's other senator, Republican Mark Hatfield, voiced new criticism of the president's war policy. The story from Dan Everett in Bangor, Maine.
Republican Senator Mark Hatfield of Oregon told delegates to the convention of the Maine Teachers Association in Bangor today that there is no military victory possible in Vietnam. Senator Hatfield, who has advocated a de-escalation of the war, today outlined the history of the Southeast Asian conflict, cited the deep concern over the situation by today's youth, and drew applause with his statement about a United States victory being impossible.
Yes, this is not a war that's of recent vintage. This is a policy that was established when the French attempted to restore their colony of Indochina. 20 years of fighting. 96,000 dead Frenchmen who found there was not an answer in the military instrumentality type of policy. Yes, history will tell us that there is an insurgency. There's a counterinsurgency going on today. Oh, I hear those who say, let's win and get out. Let's use all of our firepower and get out. And yet, how unrealistic. I'm here to say to you this morning, there is no military victory possible in North Vietnam or South Vietnam.
Oregon Senator Mark Hatfield speaking today in Bangor, Maine. This is Dan Everett reporting for NBC News.
The organized ground fighting in South Vietnam continued at a slow pace today. Viet Cong guerrillas blew up another bridge on the key coastal highway linking U.S. Marine bases. It was the third in 2 days. More in a moment.
When you eat too well, demand Digel.
Hmm. How does Digel work that's different from my plain antacid?
Well, plain antacids neutralize excess acid, but they don't contain anything extra to relieve gas, that overstuffed feeling.
Oh, Digel does?
Digel does. It neutralizes excess acid and gives you an extra ingredient, some ethicone, to help break up stomach gas, too.
When you eat too well, demand Digel.
When you eat too well, demand Digel.
The International Red Cross says it has completed arrangements under which the White Congo mercenaries will end their 3-month rebellion in exchange for safe passage out of the Congo. As the United Auto Workers strike against Ford went into its second month, UAW President Walter Reuther today put in a brief stint on the picket line. Again, the top story, the Senate today passed a space budget larger than the president said was necessary as a stalemate over spending reductions and a tax increase stiffened. This is Neil Boggs, NBC News, Washington.
Listen again on the hour when Digel, the amazing indigestion discovery, brings you NBC Radio News.